Well, I'm very glad to be back here. It feels like it's been a very long time. I had thought of a subject, but I didn't know whether or not to talk about it because it was more of a... it would have to be more of an interactive situation. Couldn't all just be on my end. I wondered if it would be something maybe more interesting for the whole congregation maybe later. And it was kind of about things I used to be able to do. And I'd have to get more specific about that later, but I said it to read some Psalms. Go to Psalm 127 for all those that want to follow along. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. Me and my wife were talking about that one last night. We were wondering, that last verse, but shall speak with their enemies in the gates. We were wondering if that meant the children or the men. I'm going to go to 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory, because of your mercy, because of your truth. Why should the Gentiles say, so where is their God? But our God is in heaven, but he does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Noses they have, but they do not smell. They have hands, but they do not handle. Feet they have, but they do not walk. Nor do they mutter through their throat. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. May the Lord give you increase more and more, and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor any who go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. And I chose one more, Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life, his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. I don't really have anything to say about these psalms, but anybody's welcome to say something if they want.
I was getting ready to comment on that, brother. Your children are still a bit young, but eventually as life goes on, you'll experience them standing at the door of your house reprimanding something that's about to come in and should not, and they'll be like, "You shouldn't do that." That's always the promise I've seen in that. As a man gets older, his responsibilities increase. He can't watch everything all the time, and it's a blessing to have children that will stand in the gate.
So reading in my, I think the NRSV says, happy or blessed is the man who has his quiver full of them. Reading the Septuagint reads a little differently. Said, blessed is the man who's fulfilled his desire out of them. And I think it's referring to the children. So out of his desire of the children, his desire is fulfilled from, and he's blessed by his children. And it's like, they will not be put to shame, not he will not be put to shame. When they speak to, in other words, the children, to their enemies in the gate. So when they're speaking to the enemies, to their enemies in the gate, they will not be shamed or put to shame. Yeah, that's how I understand it. From the Septuagint, what I'm reading here.